T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's bring on friend of the program and Trailblazers sideline reporter, Brooke Olsendam, joining us. Good morning, Brooke. How are you?
Woohoo! I am fantastic. I am just, couldn't be better. Loving life. Mm-hmm. Everything's great. Not missing work at all. Not going crazy. just kidding. Sarcastically, I am very much going crazy. What? But I'm happy to be here and talking to you two. I miss you terribly, and you're just like two of my favorite people. So
what are you doing?
Yeah. What you been? I saw your push-ups, Brooke. You were knocking them out like there's no tomorrow. That was impressive.
I heard. You know what? I thank you so much for saying that, because a lot of people said the opposite. And they said that I could have been going further down.
Nah.
I wasn't a real true push-up. But man, I mean. Any sort of physical activity that I'm doing right now, I'm trying to tell myself I'm doing well, and I'm, pat myself on the back. And people are on the opposite end of the spectrum saying that I was, you're not going low enough. That was not a real push up. So thank you for saying that.
Oh, the push up police came out. Big surprise.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, good. You know, everybody's kind of on lockdown. You know how it's kind of a weird thing that we're still coming in and doing the show every day. And mm-hmm. that kind of gives us the excuse to get out. But it is weird just being at home and being like, this is, you just stay home all the time. So we're mm-hmm. getting a dog today.
I heard. I'm so excited. I saw the pictures. I'm dying. I'm like so excited for you, Dusty. I wish I could come over and just see you guys, of course, but hold the dog as well. Like, yeah. that dog is real cute.
See, this is the problem, though, mm-hmm. is that it's mm-hmm. like when you have like a niece or a nephew, you can wind up that kid and then you can just leave. It's going to be easy for you. I've got to go through puppy training here. And when this is all said and done, you can come hang out with the puppy. But, mm-hmm. Please at least take it outside to poop, because that's going to be my job. I know it is.
So I don't know if it's okay for me to talk about, like, so you and I were texting yesterday, mm-hmm. And you said that you're going to rename the dog, which is totally, yep. that happens all the time, because, obviously, like, from the far, they're named just because you have to name, you should name the dog, but a lot of people then say, well, I want to name my own dog, so that makes total sense to me. Have we come down to a couple names? Are we still thinking? Are you letting the kids pick? What's going on with that?
Well, kids picking a dog's name is a dicey proposition because Bennett wanted to name him Tudor Magooter, which is actually not the worst. But I think we're gonna go with Harry Fitzgerald, and we're gonna call him Fitz. Name it after Larry Fitzgerald. So I think that's the name we're going with.
I like that very much. That's very cute.
He's currently named Biscuit. So
we already got a Biscuit here.
I know.
I liked Biscuit too. Yeah. I thought Biscuit was a great name. I think that'd be because it's who doesn't like a biscuit?
But our good buddy Greg Glover at 94.7 has a dog named Biscuit.
He brings more Twitter followers than like everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true. Got it.
Yeah.
So what else is new with you? Are you in Portland? What are you doing?
Who knows? I do know that I am in Portland. So I was at my mom's. When all this went down, I just, grabbed Theo and just said, let's go to a rural area where he can run around and just, I don't know, it just made me feel better. So I took Theodore to my son, by the way, if anyone doesn't know, 4 and a half, to Spokane, and that made me feel better to be with my mom, and that was comforting. But I came back here to get him because now he's with his dad. Long story, but you know, just kid stuff. But I'm back in Portland. And that was good for me because I wanted to do this whole Olsen Graham Live, which it sounds such a funny name, but I love it. Aaron Grossman came up with it. And I was like, people are going to hate that. He was like, okay. Yeah, Olsen Graham Live. So I did that with Dame yesterday, which is kind of like the only thing I can do at this point, content-wise, you know, just to be in, you know, reach out to the fans and try to make sure that they're continue to be entertained and informed and as much as you can during this time. So I came back here to Portland 2 days ago and did that. And I'm here for a couple of days getting Theo. And then I don't know what we're going to do. We're either going to hang out here in Portland or go back to Spokane, which is where my mom lives. I should probably make that clear. And that's where I grew up. And I don't know. Every day you just kind of decide, like, what are we doing today? I don't know. It's very fluid. So I am in Portland, and I will say that in Spokane, it was wild the last 3 days in terms of weather. So it hailed one day. I know it hailed here. I think it hailed here too, didn't it?
Yeah.
For some people. Yeah. Nuts. And yeah. It was a crazy snowstorm in Spokane a couple of days. Yeah, like not storm. Okay, I'm being sorry.
It's March, though. Dramatic. Any snow.
That's true. I thought the same thing. Spokane's kind of whatever. You never know what you're going to get there. But the whole yard was like full of snow. It was coming down in buckets. Then yesterday, my best friend texted me from Boise that she has a earthquake. I'm like, come on. And mom's like, I called my mom because I wasn't there anymore in Spokane. She's like, yes, I knew it. I felt it too. And so it's just weird. Like everything is weird right now. People are having earthquakes. It's snowing in March. Anyways, you know, I'm in Portland to answer your question.
So Brooke, stepping back just a little bit in this month, what was it like for you, the initial reaction when I think it, I don't know if it was Rudy Gobert or maybe it was just that initial reaction for you and maybe collabs and those guys in the broadcast stuff of like, whoa, was it like, okay, this is just going to be brief for us a little bit, or was there a little bit of a pause? Is like, oh, this is going to change significantly.
Cam, that's a great question. And I will say that and Dusty can attest to this. I think he's the same way, like glass half full kind of person, which is, I think, good for the most part. Mm-hmm. But also it kind of, for me, I felt a bit, out of touch, because when it all came down, I remember sitting in Blazers broadcasting when we were having conversations about just no fans. Like, I'm like, this is not going to happen. That's no way. You know, I don't think anyone could have really predicted what's going on right now. Unless you're in the medical arena, which my cousin, I posted this. My cousin Ben is an ER doctor. And since talking to him, I think that they all saw this coming. But for someone, for me, that I couldn't foresee it. I couldn't. I thought no fans was crazy. And I'm talking like with our pregame producer, Nick Livingston, you know, he said, I think it's going to happen. I'm like, man, that's wild. Like, this is going to be really weird to be in the arena with no fans. And I remember feeling, this is just like odd. Now looking back on this, it's just odd. I remember talking to him saying, you know, for that NERC game, NERC coming back, it's going to be so sad. Like, I was looking forward to, you know, everyone being so excited for NERC to come back. And to think of myself now at that point and look at where we are now, it's just wild. So I could never have foreseen this. But, you know, it was the right thing to do. I completely commend the NBA for doing what they did. And now that we know all that we know, I mean, yeah, it had to be done. But I didn't see us being here at that point. And I think that that's just me being at that point in time, naive to what exactly was going on. And now that we know, it was absolutely the right thing to do. And yeah, I have no idea what's going to happen for the rest of the season, but everyone, you know, we had to put everyone's health and safety first. And now thinking like, well, I remember like I said, no fans. That's crazy, but it was not only was no fans the right move, but not playing basketball, sadly, was the right move. And we're seeing that now with everything that's happened. So whatever happens in the future with this, as long as people's safety and health is being put first, that's the right move.
Brooke Olsendam is our guest, Blazers sideline reporter, and with the season on pause, like it is, we all said it, like that's crazy, no fans. Mm-hmm. We would do anything to have no fans and just a game on the floor. When you're talking to Dame and stuff, you know, yesterday on your Olsengram Live, which you could check out on Instagram.
Great name, by the way.
I love
the name. I like the name.
Like, Aaron Grossman gets all the credit for that one.
Are these guys? Like, do they just want to be back, or do, you know, we heard LeBron say fans are so important. I mean, how are these guys handling it? Because I mean, like, this is the time of the year where it's supposed to be so busy for you, and it's supposed to be so busy for the players who are ramping up for the playoff push.
You know, I think the kind of how I just explained myself during that time, I think players probably feel somewhat similar, because I remember when LeBron came out and said that. And I think if you asked him now, he might have a different opinion about that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just think that it's such a weird time that people are kind of looking at everything differently, where, you know, back saying, I'm not playing without fans. I think I have a feeling that players might just say, I'd love to play no matter what, you know, if, as long as, you know, everything is, you know, as I go back to saying health and safety first. But I think it's just players now just are looking at life like, I just want to make sure my friends and family are going to be okay. And when basketball comes back, I'll be overjoyed. But it's just an interesting time where everyone's looking at life a little bit differently, I think. You know, and the only positive thing I can take from this is, you know, people say this a lot, everyone's kind of coming together a little bit, you know. And so basketball, even though that's, I joke all the time, like, ball is life, you know, for me, for you, for them. It's not exactly life right now. Life is figuring out how to make sure your friends and family are okay, and making sure that everyone's just good. And then when that's established, basketball can come back. So it's just, we all miss it so much. And I love, this is going to sound kind of weird, but I love the Blazers broadcasting, and everyone else in the NBA is like showing old games and, you know, classic games, recent games, just to kind of keep people, you know, giving their basketball fix. But until this world is kind of figured out and everyone is feeling like they're okay to, like, get up and go outside and, you know, get ready for a basketball game, I think that's kind of, you know, on the back burner. But it's just such an odd, weird feeling to remember that day, which was not that long ago, where we were just having this conversation, like, there's no way we're going to play without fans. And look where we are now.
So I was talking, we've gone through tragedies before in our country, but sports always kind of rallies us. For me, my biggest miss of sports is being able to sit down with my daughter or something and watch softball. Is there something that you're missing, or sitting with the boys and be able to watch a Blazer game and saying, hey, look, there's Dame on, so see that, and talk about the game. Is there something specific that you're missing about the sports or about being out there that you're like, man, I didn't really realize how much I missed this part?
Kim, I miss every part. I look back and I say, I get mad at myself for ever, even just a little complaint about, like, oh, I hate doing my makeup for games. No, makeup's the worst. Like, you know, all these little things that, like, were getting ready for a game, or, you know, heels. Oh, they're so uncomfortable. Like, I would take back all of it. I will wear heels every day, all day. I don't care. I just want to be back working. I want to be at the arena, any arena. I want to be watching anything. You know, I just missed every aspect of basketball, every aspect of a live event, being there, watching guys warm up, everything. I mean, I've said this a couple times, but little things that I look back on and say, God, I remember, like, thinking that was fun, but I enjoyed that so much. Like, I've talked to our producer, Dan Hyatt, and you guys know him, and Jeff Curtin, our director of broadcasting and director in the truck. And we have, like, this ongoing dialogue in the pregame show, you know, when we're not on, live. We're just like chatting with each other, me pushing my talk back button, talking with them just about whatever's going on that day or like what was for dinner. I mean, just silly stuff. But I now realize I really enjoyed, I mean, little things and, you know, talking to the guys before the game and even after, you know, this year, I'll say this, you know, to be kind of open and honest, you know, this year it's been tough because with all the injuries. And I feel for the guys because I know how badly, you know, they wanted to have a fantastic season. Like they had, you know, big aspirations and unfortunately just luck wasn't on their side this year with injuries. And so it was at times tough, but I would go back there and do it. I mean, I would take a tough night over no night, you know. Mm-hmm. I'd go out there and talk to Dame and look at him and be like, I know how badly he wants turn this thing around. I know how badly he wants to get to the playoffs, all the guys, but you know, just being there in that moment is like even the tough ones, I'd take that over no moment. Yes. So it's a weird situation where I just feel bad for the guys. And I'm not saying me, if you ask me for me, and that seems selfish to even say how I feel about it, because that doesn't matter. But with for the guys, like they had this opportunity right now or at the moment, let's say like a couple weeks ago, they had this opportunity and they were looking forward to like showing that they could get back in the playoffs, you know, with all the adversity they've had this season. And it's just like, you step back and be like, they didn't even have the opportunity to try to do that. And so I just missed a basketball game, like a basketball game, all the aspects of it, getting ready. I'll do my makeup. I'll put 10 times more makeup on just to have one more game, you know. So I'll never complain about anything ever again.
Okay, Brooke, before we let you go, what was your main takeaway from Tiger King?
Oh my Lord.
Oh, okay, have you fallen into the trap? You've watched it too. I haven't done it yet. I refuse.
You haven't?
No, I refuse. I'm not on it. But I got to hear your point. I got to hear. Let's go. Share it.
I know you've got thoughts on this.
She does. She has to have.
So many thoughts. So many feelings. So here's the funniest part. I watched it by myself. I just started watching it. Like, I have to. Everyone else is watching it. I didn't even know what it was at first. I was like, is this real? So I watched the whole thing by myself. And then my mom, she's my best friend. So like, I was staying with her. I was like, Mom, I knew she would have feelings on it too. I was like, you've got to watch this. So I rewatched it with my mom.
You catch so much more. Same thing with Lindsay. You catch so many little nuggets that they dangle for you that you don't pick up on the first time you see it.
So many more, Dusty. So many more. I was okay. So, the other guy, what's the guy that has the other, that
Doc,
still is working?
Bogvan on Tell.
Oh, wow. His dialogue, talking about it all, I was like, yes, Doc, he has a great ass. Like, I was like, I don't know, that's the moment I thought I was truly losing my mind.
You're going to join Doc's cult.
I gotta talk to Doc. So I really felt like I was losing it. But I'll say this. What's her face? Oh my gosh, what's her face?
Carol. Yeah, Carol.
Carol. Oh my gosh. At first I thought, now I'm not sure who's the craziest one. Like, is Carol the craziest one? Or was Joe? I mean, Joe's in jail, so that's not good. But Carol. And just go back. These personalities are so wild that it's just, I don't know. Carol is, I'm so excited. There's another season. I thought, like, for sure this is it. Like, this is the season. It's done. It's over. Where can you go from here? And apparently they're coming back.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be wild. It's going to be so wild. I was happy to see that guy with no teeth has teeth now.
Yep. John, congrats.
Yeah. I believe he's engaged and or married. So
you guys are convincing me to not watch this anymore. Either.
It's fantastic.
Oh, no.
It's great.
You really have to. It's like a rite of passage at this point. You have to watch. You have to watch.
I feel like I don't even have to watch it. You guys have told me everything about it. Oh, no. It's just right there.
No, there's actually no spoilers in there.
How much can you spoil a crazy guy with tigers?
It's the twists and the turns. And, geez. I mean, you didn't even, we haven't even brought up Jeff yet. And that guy's...
Oh, no. Well, that's another thing. And here, Dustin, here's my question. Okay. Who do you think... Well, there's so many questions, but who do you think burned down the studio?
Joe Exotic.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Okay. We all agree on that, right?
Yeah, we do. We do. I think we do.
Okay.
I think we do.
But remember when they showed that clip of the producer?
Yeah, Kirkham.
I can never remember. I'm terrible with the names. Walking by, and then it did look like his gait. Like, it looked like he was walking by, which he could have been anyways. Who knows what that footage was from. But that whole thing, that was my favorite part of the whole series where you, when all that happened, you're like, what? Like, every time something happened, you're like, no. But when that blew up, I didn't even think about Joe. I was like, Joe couldn't have done it. He was at a funeral. And then you see the ex-husband going, well, it was the perfect situation. Joe was out of town. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Joe did it. It's just, everything is just wild. And the personalities, you got to just do it. Just do it.
I feel all of peer pressure right now.
All right. B.O., I hope you get back on the court soon. I hope we're back soon. Thank you for the time. I really appreciate
it. Thanks, Brooke.
Oh, of course. I love you guys so much. And I want to be back on the court, and I want all the guys to be back on the court. But, again, I just want everyone to be okay. And this has been a time where it's weird. I'm not getting on my, like, pedestal or anything right now or trying to make some weird statement. But I just hope that everyone takes this time to just, like, check in with family and tell everybody you love them and take care of yourselves. And we'll get back. We don't know when, but it's the right thing. The NBA made the right decision. And when we get back, it'll be a glorious moment. And thank you guys for continuing to entertain us during this time. Love you so much.
Hey, Olsen Graham Live, every day at 4? Or is it just Tuesdays?
Well, no, that's what our goal is. It's kind of fluid, as you guys, I don't know if you watched the whole thing, but I couldn't even get the audio to work. So it's going to go.
You're not an engineer.
Work out.
You're fine.
No, but we're looking to do it once a week at that time. And I have some goals of who I'd like next time. I can't say for sure, but everyone's got stuff going on, but I have who I want next time. But
fine, I'll come on.
I'm
kidding. Okay. You've got an idea?
As we continue, I would love for you guys, if you're available, to be guests. We want people from all over Blazers Nation and just, people that, people love to hear from you guys. So if you'd be willing, I'd love to have you on as guest at some point, if you're willing.
Well, of course, we'll do anything for you. But I want to follow along, though. So just keep us updated on the socials and we'll get it going. Thanks, Brooke.
I will. You guys, you're the best. Thank you so much. I miss you. I miss your faces. When I see you next, I'm going to squeeze you if I'm allowed to be close enough. Thank you for all you guys are doing. It's just nice to hear your voices, and it's just comforting. So thanks for continuing to do this.
And thank you, Brooke.
Thanks, Brooke.
Brooke Olsendam, Blazer sideline reporter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.